How do you know Andrea Brown?
She's a friend.
What kind of friend?
I'm an artist. She supports the arts.
She must really support the arts for you to afford a watch like that. You sleeping with her?
Is that any of your business?
Well, she's a wealthy older woman. She funds your work. She put on your first show. Maybe when the money and the favors dried up, you decided to make her pay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Really? Because I have a video of you assaulting her in a parking garage.
No, you don't.
Yeah. You wore that watch when you did it. She must have given it to you before things went south between the two of you. You know it's not a real Daytona, right? Damon, you think she gave you a $35,000 watch for a little tail? You look pretty stupid, but no one's that dumb. You did it. You attacked Andrea. Now tell me why.
It doesn't add up. Kenneth had an alibi for the attack in the garage.
Right.
Even Andrea admitted he loved the dog.
Wait. Fast forward. Look at this. He left his shirt at Andrea's house.
Are you ready for this? Andrea paid Damon to attack her. She gave him a replica of Kenneth's watch so that when he did, it would lead us straight to Kenneth.
She had Kenneth's shirt the entire time. She put it in his trunk to frame him.
Andrea was talking to Kenneth. False victimization. She staged the attacks to incriminate Kenneth and Melissa. False victimization stalkers often suffer from a borderline personality disorder. They fluctuate between emotional stability and intense anger. This woman is totally psychotic. She constructs all these elaborate scenarios to perpetuate violence against herself.
She even killed her own dog.